Jared Halpern is here, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor extraordinaire. Hope you're having a good Christmas week, finishing up with Hanukkah and December 26th. We move right along and continue to celebrate, because we celebrate Kwanzaa. We celebrate everything, Jared, with you.
Well, Boxing Day and everything.
Yeah, heck yes. We got Canadians listening right across the river.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you've got some time off.
I'll take a couple days off this week. I took sort of the big trip over Thanksgiving, so we'll keep the needles moving, as we used to say in radio here.
when there were needles.
Aren't there any more needles anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know. Now it's on the light.
I don't know. Well, so not a shock, I don't think. The president has talked down windmills and wind projects for quite some time. Apparently, they got the paperwork to him to show him how much money was being invested, I guess, from a federal standpoint. And he said, whoa, wait a minute. And he killed those things.
Yeah, the president's been clear. There is some energy he doesn't like. He does not like windmills. He thinks that they are a cost loser. He thinks that they are unattractive. He thinks they bring down property values. And so you've seen him now start to shut down some of these projects. Some of that's going to face some lawsuits. Obviously, there is money that has been federally appropriated, and you know, folks have started working on those projects with that funding. So it's definitely going to probably cause some legal pushback. The other, you know, kind of contrarian view here is that, you know, the president's talked a lot about the amount of energy that is needed for AI, right? Artificial intelligence requires just an absolute enormous amount of energy, of electricity. They are going to have to generate that. That is why you see the president talking about new nuclear plants, more drilling and natural gas and everything. But there have been questions that have said, if we're going to have sort of an all of the above policy, why would we get rid of one of these energy sources, right? In this case, wind power. Again, a lot of this predates his presidency. You'll recall the president has some prime golf real estate in Scotland, tried to fight the government in the UK over windmills that he said diminished the view from his golf course. He was unsuccessful in that. But this is certainly not the first time we've seen President Trump take a negative view on these windmills and these offshore wind projects.
Well, he even talked about it. If you said this, I missed it. But all the birds that were being killed. And I remember in other administrations, if they brought that up, they would be lauded as humanitarians looking out for the birds.
Sure. There's certainly been some studies that, you know, have put some of what the president has said in dispute. The other thing that's notable is when you talk about some of these energy projects that the president is trying to stop, a lot of times it's viewed in kind of blue and red state lenses, right? That you've had blue states that have invested a lot more in alternative energy, and it is red states that are investing a lot more in kind of the fossil fuels or the older fuel. One of the exceptions has been Oklahoma, and the governor of Oklahoma has been very critical of President Trump taking away federal funding for windmills and wind energy, because that is a burgeoning industry in Oklahoma. I grew up in Texas. I had family out in West Texas, which used to be oil country, a little bit less so now. And I remember even as a kid, these long drives where you'd be like hours between towns in West Texas, and windmills have popped up. It is, you know, a source of jobs. It is a source of energy. And so there could be a little bit of pushback here, at least from some Republican corners as well, as the president tries to reorient U.S. energy policy.
Jared Halpern with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Last I heard, we were going after a third oil tanker. Have we landed and taken over that third oil tanker yet?
So far, we've not heard if that has happened. This is a pursuit that has been going on a couple of days. This is being carried out by the U.S. Coast Guard. It is a oil tanker that the United States says is flying a false flag to try and circumvent sanctions, but that it is a sanctioned tanker. President Trump yesterday said that they'll get it. He was also asked about the two seizures thus far of these oil tankers and said that his plan is for the United States to keep that oil and even keep the vessels. We'll see how that plays out. One of those vessels is already in a port in Houston. And so that'll be kind of the next level of this story. What do you do with the sanctioned oil? Do you kind of hold it in an escrow kind of situation? The president has talked about using it, putting it in the petroleum reserve, the strategic oil reserve, or just kind of selling it off. So President Trump is not particularly concerned at some of these some of the criticism that has mounted. And obviously, the big question is, what does this mean for Venezuela? President Trump has continued to say land strikes are going to happen, not just in Venezuela, but wherever these drug traffickers are. There is now a massive blockade off the coast of Venezuela to prevent any of these sanctioned ships from coming or going. You have seen now a couple of seizures. And something like 20-25% of the U.S. naval fleet in that Southern Command region, the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. It is an enormous show of force by President Trump. His tensions really seem to be on a knife's edge here as it relates to Venezuela.
And quickly, the military saying there was a new strike on an alleged drug boat. This point, they say killing one narco terrorist. Anything new on that?
No, I mean, these strikes are going to continue. They have not happened as frequently as we had seen earlier. Part of the reason we are told by Secretary Hegseth is that there are just fewer targets, that this has been very successful. It is not going to change a lot of the questions being asked on Capitol Hill, not just from Democrats, but from Republican lawmakers as well, especially on the Armed Services Committees, about the legal authority for these strikes, the need for more information. We have obviously heard a lot of questions about that double tap, that double strike back in what, September, that killed survivors and kind of the legal reasoning behind that. So that's a story that's going to stay with us, and Congress is definitely going to demand hearings as they get back to session here early next year.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, thanks for all your help all year long. We really appreciate you, Jared.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and everything else.
Thank you. All the same to you at 1242 at WJR.